Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Now, the other day, me and Taro, we talked about the Hermit and the Lovers. Mercury is exalted and being tested. Now, I'm about to go through the rising signs. For every rising sign, Virgo, the Hermit, Mercury exalted, and Gemini, the Lovers, Mercury tested, fall into two specific houses in everybody's chart. These house placements reveal where you naturally retreat to refine your signal. Virgo, the Hermit, where relational chaos forces you to test that clarity. Gemini, Lovers, the specific life areas where this tension between exalted isolation and relational fire plays out. This isn't abstract. This is where the circuit lives in your actual life. Let's get to it. Aries rising. Virgo falls in your sixth house. Daily work, health, service, refinement of craft. Gemini falls in your third house. Communication, siblings, local environment, learning. You're a hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through daily practice and craft mastery. Your signal gets refined in the details, the discipline of your routine, the precision of your work, the way you serve or maintain your body and systems. This is where you naturally retreat to sharpen your tools. Your Lovers, the relational test comes through how you communicate and connect locally. Siblings, neighbors, casual conversations, the way you exchange ideas in your immediate environment. This is where your exalted clarity gets challenged by duality, multiplicity, and the chaos of short-form connection. The initiation. Can you carry the precision you honed in your daily work into the messy, rapid-fire exchanges of everyday communication? Can you maintain your refined signal when your siblings trigger you? When your ideas get scattered across multiple conversations? When the local environment demands you be quick and adaptable instead of precise and controlled? Taurus rising. Virgo falls in your fifth house. Creativity, pleasure, romance, and self-expression. Gemini falls in your second house. Resources, value, self-worth, material security. You're a hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through creative refinement and disciplined pleasure. Your signal gets clearest when you're alone with your art, your hobbies, your romantic ideals, your self-expression. This is where you retreat to polish what you create and how you play. Your Lovers, the relational test comes through what you value and how you secure resources. Money conversations, negotiations over worth, partnerships around shared finances, or material security. This is where your exalted creative clarity gets challenged by the duality of mine versus ours and the chaos of competing values. The initiation. Can you carry the creative clarity you refined in solitude into the relational mess of shared resources? Can you maintain your sense of self-worth when someone else's values challenges yours? Can you communicate what you truly value without collapsing into what's practical or safe? Gemini rising. Virgo falls in your fourth house. Home, family, roots, emotional foundation. Gemini falls in your first house. Identity, self, appearance, how you show up. You're a hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through retreat into private emotional space. Your signal gets refined at home, in your inner sanctuary, through connections to roots and family, or deliberate separation from them. This is where you go to process, to be alone with your emotional truth, to build your foundation. Your Lovers, the relational test comes through how you present yourself to the world. Your identity, your appearance, the way you show up in the world in every interaction. This is where your exalted inner clarity gets immediately challenged by how others perceive you, mirror you, and demand you be multiple things at once. The initiation? Can you carry the emotional clarity and rootedness you cultivated in private into the way you show up publicly? Can you maintain your refined inner truth when the world reflects back a scattered, duplicitous, or constantly shifting version of you? Can you be fully yourself without collapsing into performing what others expect? Cancer rising, Virgo falls in your third house. Communication, siblings, local environment, learning. Gemini falls in your 12th. Unconscious, hidden enemies, isolation, spirituality. Your hermit, you achieve Mercury's exaltation through precise, intentional communication. Your signal gets refined in how you speak, write, learn, and exchange ideas. This is where you naturally retreat into books, into careful conversation, into mastering the language that expresses your truth clearly. Your lovers, the relational test comes through what's hidden, unconscious, or spiritually undefined. The 12th house is where your relational mind dissolves, where duality becomes infinity, where the other isn't a person, but the entire unconscious field. This is where your exalted clarity gets tested by what you can't see, name, or control. The initiation? Can you carry the communicative precision you honed in the realm of the unspeakable? Can you maintain your signal when the feedback isn't clear? When the mirror is distorted by unconscious patterns or spiritual bypassing? Can you speak your truth even when the listener is your own shadow? Leo rising, Virgo falls in your second house. Resources, value, self-worth, material security. Gemini falls in your 11th. Community, networks, aspirations, collective identity. Your hermit, you achieve Mercury's exaltation through clarifying what you truly value. Your signal gets refined when you're alone with your resources, assessing your worth, refining your understanding of what you actually need versus what you've been taught to want. This is where you retreat to build financial or material sovereignty. Your lovers, the relational test comes through community and collective aspirations, friends, networks, social movements, group identity. This is where your exalted clarity about personal values gets challenged by the multiplicity of voices, competing visions for the future, and the chaos of belonging to something larger than yourself. The initiation? Can you carry the clarity you've built about your personal worth into the chaos of collective identity? Can you maintain your values when the group demands conformity? Can you contribute to the network without losing what you refined in solitude? Virgo rising. Virgo falls in your first house. Identity, self, appearance, how you show up. Gemini falls in your 10th house. Career, public role, reputation, your legacy. Your hermit, you achieve Mercury's exaltation through refining your very identity. Your signal is yourself. You retreat into solitude to perfect how you show up, to analyze yourself into clarity, to become the most precise, refined version of who you are. This is both your gift and trap. Your lovers, the relational test comes through your public role and career, the world stage, your reputation, how you're seen professionally. This is where your exalted personal clarity gets challenged by having to be multiple things to multiple people, to navigate public perception, to communicate your vision in ways that land beyond your private perfection. The initiation, Can you carry the self-mastery you achieved in private into the public arena without collapsing? Can you maintain your refined identity when the career demands adaptability? When your reputation gets shaped by others' projections? When your legacy requires you to be more than just precise? It requires you to be received. Libra rising, Virgo falls in your 12th house. Unconscious, hidden enemies, isolation, spirituality. Gemini falls in your 9th house, philosophy, higher learning, travel, belief systems. Your hermit, you achieve Mercury's exaltation through spiritual retreat and unconscious work. Your signal gets refined in solitude and meditation, in shadow integration, in the parts of yourself you can't show the world. This is where you go to dissolve the ego and access deeper truth, but it's also where you can hide. Your lovers, the relational test comes through philosophy, teaching, and belief systems. Higher education, travel, cross-cultural exchange, the dissemination of big ideas. This is where your exalted inner clarity gets challenged by having to articulate your truth to people who don't share your context, to navigate multiple worldviews, to defend or expand your beliefs through dialogue. The initiation, can you carry the spiritual clarity you cultivated in isolation into the arena of teaching and philosophical exchange? Can you maintain your refined inner truth when it's tested by others' belief systems? When travel exposes you to contradictions, when you have to communicate what you've learned in the unconscious to people living on the surface. Scorpio rising, Virgo falls in your 11th house. Community, networks, aspirations, collective identity. Gemini falls in your 8th house. Intimacy, shared resources, transformation, death and rebirth. You're a hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through refining your vision for the collective. Your signal gets clearest when you're alone with your aspirations, analyzing what community should look like, perfecting your understanding of how networks function. This is where you retreat to build ideals for the future. Your lovers, the relational test comes through deep intimacy and shared transformation. The 8th house is where you merge resources, where you face death and rebirth with another, where emotional and financial entanglement forces you to surrender control. This is where your exalted collective clarity gets tested by the raw chaos of one-on-one intensity. The initiation. Can you carry the refined ideals you built for your community into the messy reality of intimate partnership? Can you maintain your vision when you're forced to merge, to share power, to let another person's darkness touch yours? Can you navigate transformation without losing the clarity you've worked so hard to achieve? Sagittarius rising, Virgo falls in your 10th house, career, public role, reputation, your legacy. Gemini falls in your 7th house, partnerships, marriage, one-on-one relationships. Your hermit, you achieve Mercury's exaltation through mastering your public role. Your signal gets refined when you're alone with your career, perfecting your craft, analyzing your reputation, building your legacy with precision. This is where you retreat to become the authority, the expert, the one who knows. Your lovers, the relational test comes through one-on-one partnerships, marriage, business partnerships, any committed relationship where another person becomes your mirror. This is where your exalted professional clarity gets challenged by the duality of me versus we, by having to communicate and negotiate instead of dictate, by the chaos of being seen fully by one other person. The initiation. Can you carry the mastery you achieved in your career into the vulnerability of partnership? Can you maintain your authority without dominating? Can you be the expert in your public role while being an equal in your private one? Can you let your partner challenge your carefully constructed reputation without shattering? Capricorn rising. Virgo falls in your ninth house. Philosophy, higher learning, travel, belief systems. Gemini falls in your sixth house. Daily work, health, service, refinement of craft. Your hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through philosophical mastery and higher learning. Your signal gets refined when you're alone with big ideas, studying deeply, building belief systems that can withstand scrutiny. This is where you retreat to understand the world at the highest level. Your lovers, the relational test comes through the daily grind of work and service, your routines, your health practices, the people you serve or work alongside. This is where your exalted philosophical clarity gets challenged by the mundane, by the multiplicity of small tasks, by the chaos of maintaining a body and a schedule while also trying to live your ideals. The initiation, can you carry the philosophical clarity you refined and study into the mess of daily life? Can you maintain your belief system when your health fails, when your routines collapse, when the people you serve don't understand or care about your higher vision? Can you translate your big ideas into practical action without losing the truth of them? Aquarius rising. Virgo falls in your eighth house. Intimacy, shared resources, transformation, death and rebirth. Gemini falls in your fifth house. Creativity, pleasure, romance, self-expression. Your hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through analyzing the depths. Your signal gets refined when you're alone with transformation, death, rebirth, the psychology of intimacy, the mechanics of shared power. This is where you retreat to understand what most people avoid. The shadow, the taboo, the places where the egos dissolve. Your lovers, the relational test comes through creative expression and romance. Play, pleasure, art, dating, the joy of self-expression. This is where your exalted depth gets challenged by the lightness of being, by the duality of wanting both intensity and fun, by the chaos of creating something without overanalyzing it into oblivion. The initiation, can you carry the philosophical mastery you achieved in the depths into the realm of play? Can you maintain your understanding of transformation while also allowing yourself to just create and enjoy? Can you be in romance without turning it into a death and rebirth cycle? Can you express yourself without making everything so fucking serious? Goddamn. Pisces rising. Virgo falls in your seventh house. Partnerships, marriage, one-on-one relationships. Gemini falls in your fourth house. Home, family, roots, emotional foundation. You're a hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through perfecting partnerships. Your signal gets refined when you're analyzing relationships, studying what makes connections work, building an ideal of what partnership should be. This is where you retreat into the clarity of understanding the other, of refining your capacity to relate. Your lovers, the relational test comes through home, family, and emotional foundation. Your roots, your private emotional life, the family patterns you inherited. This is where your exalted clarity about partnerships gets challenged by the multiplicity of emotional needs, by the chaos of family dynamics, by the duality of wanting both independence and belonging. The initiation? Can you carry the relational clarity you've built through analyzing partnerships into the emotional mess of home and family? Can you maintain your ideals about connection when your actual family triggers your oldest wounds? Can you create a home that reflects your refined understanding of relationship without demanding perfection from the people in it? Identify where your Virgo hermit falls in your chart. This is where you naturally achieve Mercury's exaltation, where you retreat to refine the signal. Identify where Gemini, the lover, falls. This is where the relational chaos tests whether your exalted clarity is real or just comfortable isolation. Look at the initiation question. This is the specific work of your chart is asking you to do. The houses reveal the where, the hermit, the lover's tension lives in your life. The initiation reveals what you're being asked to carry from one realm to another. By the way, this is a house-based framework using whole sign houses. If you use different house system, adjust accordingly, but the principles still remain the same. Virgo is where you refine. Gemini is where you test it. If this resonates with you, leave a message below. Come to I Am Astrology Readings, hit contact, leave me a message there. If you like a private reading, iamastrologyreadings.com booking. I'd like to have that private conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.